everyone. Welcome back to the Crack Milk Podcast. If you are getting ready for a fun 40 minutes of us talking out of our bums, remember you can see the video version on our Patreon. That's right. The video version where you can see us and watch us and look at each other as you realize that the whole time we're having sex, you just don't know it. It's on our Patreon at any tier.
Try not to laugh to this Cracker Milk Podcast. You won't last more than 30 seconds.
Yes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the
Cracker Milk Podcast.
And we are joined today with a few of the Cracker Milk gang. All right, we've got Goob here, we've got Tamara, and of course, we've got me, Connor. And that's it. No one else is here.
But I'm one, here.
Two.
Oh, and also, we've got Elias here, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey, babes. How are you?
Yeah, good. Yeah. Did you not see me before?
Nah, I didn't see. Did you see him?
I didn't know he was here.
Yeah, I didn't see him at all.
I have that effect. I could smell him though.
I have that effect sometimes.
I just thought that was the lingering stench of days gone by.
Sorry.
Is this where you wanted it?
The mic was over here, and you were talking into
have,
it.
Have it like over here, and then.
No, that's fine.
Don't be a scientist.
It's been adjusted.
I was just thinking because if it's like.
Do you have a degree in science?
I got a degree in not speaking into the microphone.
Yeah, you do.
So,
How are we all? Anything you want to talk about on the podcast?
Dude, I've been so sick.
Really?
Yeah, it's been hard.
That
what
sucks,
have you been
bro.
Sick with, dude?
He cut carbs.
I cut out all my carbs.
Oh.
Did you cut them vertically or horizontally?
No, I've been cutting carbs and I don't
just one sec, sorry. Can you stop faffing about? What are you doing? Sit in your chair and relax. Sit down.
So it's been
have that beer.
Does someone have Subway Surfers or something we can put on a phone for the intern?
Here, eat this.
What'd you... Oh, you just gave him a battery.
I heard...
it's holding a sword right now.
Subway Surfers is so distracting that pilots are starting to get distracted... by watching people play Subway Surfers.
Really?
Playing Subway Surfers.
I've never heard of it.
Subway Surfers?
Is it Subway?
Isn't that because
is it like
you're
a sandwich artist?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on. Now, guys, I want to just, before we move on, anything exciting that anyone wants to bring up that's been going on in their lives? Anything that's cool or happening?
Yeah, there's been some exciting stuff happening in my life.
Just going to say quickly, I know you're lying because your brow furrows by about 17 centimeters.
Yeah, I was having to think really hard. It's hard to think.
What I'm going to lie about.
what my exciting thing was. But yeah, look, last week I was walking down the street and I came across a $50 note.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That was pretty exciting. But on the $50 note, there was a message rolled up in the $50 note saying, if you pick this up, you're going to hell. So
you in hell?
Wow, yeah.
So did you pick it up?
Well, I mean, I picked it up to pick up the thing, but it was inside, so I already picked it up.
So now you're going to hell.
Damn.
No, but I was going to. But on my way to hell, I bribed Satan with $50 to come back.
On your way to hell. So
yeah.
Before you got to hell, you met Satan.
Yeah.
In traffic, probably.
In traffic.
Yeah.
Hell's backed up.
Damn. It is so
and it
backed
took
up.
$50.
Yeah, $50.
That's a lot.
Not a lot.
No, well, in hell, they're like Greece, their currency.
Inflation.
Like,
Right.
Conversions.
Fuck,
really
I should have held on to that.
The Australian dollar. Yeah, I should have held on gone to hell.
Should have got some change.
Yeah. Hell's pretty nice this time of year, too.
Yeah.
I was on a holiday over the weekend. I went to the Caribbean. It was very nice. I was on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Well, I was on my way to a cruise ship.
Yep.
I actually met this African guy. And he had a small boat with a crew of 5 men.
Mm-hmm.
And we boarded a ship, grabbed the captain, right? Such a funny story. Didn't really know the language. Got the captain in an escape raft. Sniper round goes through, kills everyone. But me.
You survived.
But got to go on the cruise ship.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty... That is very exciting.
Yeah, very lucky.
What was the name of the captain?
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, it looked like if they made a movie, Tom Hanks would play him. Okay. Captain Phillips, I think.
Right. So you hung out with some Somalian pirates.
Pirates? Yeah. In the Caribbean?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. There was 4 boats, but one actually sank on the way.
Wow.
Yeah, my dad was on that. But
oh, cool. But you
got
you
to
were.
Go on the cruise ship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why did he
Worth
slide
it.
And sink?
We went past a U.S. aircraft carrier and it shot at us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're going to do that again soon?
Yeah, I'm all about nature and like experience the experience.
Yeah, you're
so
really
like
a fuller man.
Yeah, I'm a fuller man. I do have like a debt to a Somalian drug lord.
Oh.
But don't why? Worry. It's like Hex, basically.
Like a uni debt.
Yeah,
you
uni
have to
debt.
Earn over a certain amount.
So why the debt? Sorry?
Look, long story short, sort of killed one of his friends in a drug deal by accident. Just rocked up, told some cops where he was, got him killed. He said, you owe me, I think. Don't speak smart. Yeah.
I know, I spent my weekend at the doctor's office.
What were you at the doctor's office for?
Well, I was with you. I took you to get your SIDS checked out because I don't know if anyone knows this, but
is this before or after I came back from hell?
After.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You don't remember a lot, but it's the SIDS.
Yeah.
If you don't know what SIDS is, it's sudden infant death syndrome where an infant will just suddenly die and it happens and it's horrible. And Elias is the longest lasting person with SIDS.
He's a relic.
Yeah, they do tests on him, but they've kind of given up because there's not a lot there. They think they don't know what's going on. I think it's actually that you're so close to death at any moment that you're just used to it. You've adjusted your life, and somehow through that you've survived. But the doctor was very upset when we saw him. Oh. Very, very upset.
Why is that?
Well, Elias is scared of doctors.
Right.
Very, fair. Very scared.
Well, he's got a pass with SIDS. And
yeah.
All.
Yeah,
he's had in and out of hospitals his whole life.
Mm-hmm. Bubble boy at one point, I believe.
But the problem was that
one of those callers.
I'm going to be real. This, normally it's an irrational fear where we go to the doctor's office. He's crying. A needle comes out. He cries. The doctor tries to touch him appropriately. He cries and he freaks out. But this time it just seemed like what you did is you kind of lulled the guy into a false sense of security. You were very calm. You were very easy and simple. And what you did is you waited for him to get his little hammer out to do the knee test. And the next thing I know is you're...
biting him on the neck.
Yeah.
As he went down, I went... You know, just keep it interesting.
A lot of tongue was involved.
Yeah, a lot of tongue. It seemed intimate. But more importantly, you just kept screaming, I'm Edward Cullen! I'm Edward Cullen and you're Bella! And I wasn't really sure what was going on.
It was the hell. He was dehydrated.
A bit delusional from hell. But yeah.
We had that marathon as well. That didn't help.
Yeah.
That Twilight marathon.
That was good. That was great. I must say, though, like, having SIDS and being... you know, close to death, seeing death happen all around me. It's really given me, good... Yeah, because it's like contagious and stuff. So it really makes you, really gives you like a sense of...
when you're around infants, they die. When you're around...
sometimes, babies, it's depends. Contagious. Yeah, on the weather.
And you're saying death is around you all the time?
It's usually when there's like a east-westerly breeze.
Yeah, exactly.
Southeasterly,
sorry. Ask you something.
Crazy.
East-westerly.
Whoa.
And this is happening to you all the time?
Most of the time, yeah.
Why are you around infants so often if you know that your SIDS will kill them?
Because I'm at the doctors all the time.
And he's got a blue card, Connor, so it's fine.
Oh, he works at the childcare.
Yeah.
But like what I was going to say is like...
that it's very upsetting that your passion is to raise children and you end up killing all of them by giving them SIDS.
Honestly,
but if you're not
like,
doing what you love...
Are you really doing?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, none of the kids
will. And like they might
not
be living, but you are, you know? Like it's worth it.
Yeah, it's good though. Like it's really given me a sense of, you know, like... what life is and like how to you know grasp it. I've been through some like really bad, you know, lows and some really high highs. Well, like
can you give me an example of a low low?
A low low, probably doing
like the dead kids.
No, I was kind of thinking of what's it called, like when you're going under
water.
No. There's like a rope or a bar.
Limbo.
Yes. Going limbo. That was probably one of the lowest lows I got. I probably hurt my foot a little bit when I was doing that.
Wow, you're very much in that.
Oh my fucking god! The lowest lows
and the highest highs.
He's gonna say bungee jumping or some shit.
Probably that time I nearly overdosed on heroin. That was probably the highest I've ever been.
You know what's really daunting is that they do the shoots for the class shoots at the end of the year. And it's really scary that he's got like 10 hung up and it's usually like him. No, none of the class members alive.
Oh,
maybe a straggler.
It's just him in a graveyard.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just standing there.
It's truly terrifying.
A bunch of like little coffins. Or it's just an amalgamation.
No, they stand the coffins up still with little hands attached to them.
They're kind of like Barbie boxes. Yeah, just in their glass screen.
Can't win if they're dead.
What?
Wait, sorry?
Is this a shooting test, you say? Shooting contest? Wait, no, hang on. Right? I missed that.
Sids is fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, Sids fucked me up.
All right, guys. Now, the Crack Milk podcast was once an improv fever dream, but we're moving away from that.
Oh.
And we're doing that by having rigorous, regimented segments.
Zach! My God.
Can you come in here and close this window, please?
I thought I told you to stop peeping Tom outside. You can come in here and just watch us.
That is quite the breeze.
What's embarrassing?
Yeah, the breeze is so fucking nice.
What's embarrassing is he's like actually a clone of me.
Zach, close the window.
Open the other one first.
Open the other one first. Zach.
No, pull it towards you. Yep, now close the other one. Now close that. Yeah, good boy.
Actually, good job, mate.
Get it, Zach.
Good job.
Yes.
Thanks, Zach.
Good job.
What?
See you, bud. Go chill out there.
Are you playing Tower Fall Ascension or Earth Defense Force 5?
Get out there and play it.
The worst part is he's like a clone of me, but we couldn't grow it properly, so he was like the best of the batch.
Like the harvested copy.
Yeah.
Fat ass.
Yeah.
Big dumpy from
That's why we kept him.
There was a splice. I forgot to look at his dumpy today.
Yeah. Guys.
Between you two.
Back on topic. All right. Now, the whole, please be appropriate. I am sick of the bullying. But I want to say, the segments of this podcast are the reason that it happens. It's the lifeblood. It's the thing that keeps this going. Mm. Are the segments.
Slices.
Segments. Look, we're professionals. And we're professionals. We come from an acting background. We come from an acting background. We all grew up.
We're articulate.
We all grew up in Shut the Fuck Up Tamara. Means. We all grew up in acting school. We were raised there as orphans. We all left at acting school and worked orphaned, there.
Bruce Wayne's acting orphanage.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne's acting school.
No one's adopted me. Yeah, I'm still there.
You're still there, Sid. Yeah. And so we, you know, and the thing is like, playing, you know, doing all this content, it can be exhausting. We don't get an opportunity to play. And I want to give us all the time to bring a character to the table that we've worked on. So does anyone have characters they'd want to play?
Oh, no, that was just me clearing my throat. Goob.
If you want to go through a scene, like set up a scene, I'll come in. So his name is Duke.
Okay.
Duke Hazard. So I'm going to come in as Duke Hazard. So
okay.
You set a scene up, I'll be in there.
Duke Hazard buying an apple.
Okay.
I'm the shopkeeper.
All right, and...
That's a customer.
A customer, yeah. Line. Just waiting. Yeah.
Really stinky customer.
Okay, sure. We can add that in.
Sure.
Yeah. Probably racist.
Not sure why, but...
It's super racist. And he's erect. And we're near a school.
Okay.
Oh, I'll be the children.
And you're the children?
I'm the children. Okay.
Your children also in the store.
Yeah.
And you're registered. All right. All right, ready? And hey, what's up? Just the apple?
I'd like to buy an apple.
Okay. Just the apple? Why are you being so aggressive? Oh, are you the sweaty Duke?
How do you know my name?
It's on your shirt that says Duke. I am Duke Hazard.
Duke Hazard.
Yeah.
Yeah, Duke Hazard PD.
Just the apple? Okay, please stop doing that. You've just crushed another
just
apple.
Just real quick, just for the audience, my character is really strong.
Okay.
And fast.
You've crushed two apples. Do you just want to go get another
apple? Yeah, I'll get one.
Oh, okay. You've crushed another apple. I need, if you want me to get you, okay, that's good. Gentle. Good. Now just hand me the apple and I'll process it for you. Okay?
Yeah.
Good job. Yeah. Thank you. Why are you shaking?
I'm Duke Hazard. I'm the first superhero with Parkinson's.
Sorry. Okay. Played by Michael J.
This guy, he's your real Parkinson's.
Oh, okay.
I'm a character. Duke
sorry. Hazard. Sorry. I'll be right with you, sir. Sorry. I'm just talking to the guy behind
you. Yeah.
That's all right.
Is that pedophile making any noise?
A pedophile?
Yeah.
How do you know he's a pedophile?
He's been tickling my ass.
Sorry.
This whole time.
He's been sorry tickling your ass.
Duke, sorry, excuse me.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Hi, I'd just like to speak to Mr. Duke.
Oh, sorry, are you famous, Mr. Duke?
Oh, I am number one DC villain.
Little boy.
Is that a child?
little boy, do you know this man? Is this your dad?
No, but I see him at the school sometimes.
Excuse me, sir. I've been told you're a pedophile. Should you be around this kid?
Probably not.
Well, at least you're transparent.
I'm the most transparent pedophile you'll ever meet.
Wow, you're a sweet guy.
Thanks.
You know what? You can hang around.
Thanks.
Over there, though, not near there. You know, one of you needs to leave.
Ah, he just poked me in the eye.
All right,
sorry about that.
All right, that's it. That's the end.
Anyway, that's my character.
Good, I've been good character.
So Duke Hazard is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyone else have a character they want to bring to the table?
Well, I mean, is it ready?
Yeah, I reckon you could do it.
What's up?
Okay, so I've been working. Well, it's like we've been
tandem.
Sort of like spitballing back and forth on our
Two-man
Connor
show.
Character.
Yeah.
Connor.
Connor. Yeah. It's no relation.
K-O-N-N-O-R McDuff.
No
relation.
So no relation.
No, McDuff is name. The exact no. same, okay. but the Connor spelling is K with
cousins?
A K.
Yeah.
Connor
or,
with a K.
No relation, they said.
So does he not, have cousins?
I don't understand what that
I've had
you mean.
Sex with a cousin.
Oh, yeah, we've got to add that to the character.
Yeah. Well, wait, was it consent? So, well, basically, we've been working on this Connor character.
Can I just say, though, it's not anything to do with me because I'm going to be pretty upset if you guys are just going to take this time.
No.
The whole point is I'm making segments so we have time to play. Like, I don't want to feel like it's not a safe space.
Oh, we're having fun.
And we're from the Actors Orphanage, so everything is method.
Yeah, for sure.
Based in reality.
Mm-hmm. I'll just start us off and then you come in with your Connor.
Version of Connor. Because in the character is like two characters. It's like
it's a multi-Connor-verse.
Split personality?
Yeah, sort of like Fight Club. So you think of Fight Club, but instead.
Multi-Connor-verse. Yeah. All right, well, I'll hear one first, hey? Let's just hear one.
Okay.
Tamara's been working on a lot of this. That was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did it better before. Yeah. It had more like...
Yeah, I think it's the shoulders. It's his shoulders.
I'm not standing up, so you can't
Oh, you're
see.
Missing the bottom performance.
Yeah, the curve in my spine. Really.
Yeah. And I find the drool comes out on it. Really.
Yeah. No, like you do the drool bit really well. Here, no, wait.
Okay, mine's been...
Sorry, before we do that,
do you want to comment on Tamara's performance of Connor's? Yeah.
That seemed like, does this Connor character have curly hair?
We haven't really thought about it.
Yeah, he could curl his hair.
And once again, this isn't, you have not based this on me at all.
Not based.
Acting is about taking the world around you.
We're all inspired by things we see in day-to-day life. And I just happened to come here, seen you a couple of times, seen you guys, you know. Mm. But,
but we pay attention to more than... people than others.
Yeah, we're very much more focused on certain
things.
Can I see your
character one more time, sorry?
My Connor with a K?
Do you want to do a scene? Hi, I'm Elias. It's a perfect reactionary response.
Oh, wait, and then the bit where I go...
And it's like we'd like to take that to Broadway.
Yeah, well, it's like so far that's like an Oscar we're aiming West End. We got a musical number. Lin-Manuel may be writing it.
Can I see
about the same height as that Connor?
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I'll just hear a quick bit of that.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, Lin-Manuel is writing it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
we haven't got the.
We're not allowed to
see your variant.
Send me up a scene. I've been working on this very hard.
So my Connor comes in and goes,
And then mine goes.
Oh, you got the bottom half. Yeah.
So for audio listeners, he's kind of just sticking his ass out.
He's got his hands like a T-Rex.
And he's got like his. He's clapping. And
his Connor's more aggressive.
Mine is like the left side of the brain. Yours is like the right side.
It just feels like you're kind of making fun of the fact that I kind of stick my ass sticks out when I walk.
No, it's not based on you. Oh, that's what they're saying. It's like
and
it's
that
not.
Wasn't based on me. You weren't saying I'm kind of like I have
I
a mental.
I didn't even notice that your ass sticks out, Connor. I had no idea.
Yeah, I mean we can workshop it away.
I must say, like seeing both of them side by side, and kind of like putting them together, really gives me a good mental picture of this Connor character, and I think it's like. Fucking superb, guys. Like, I really like your work.
Like you said, it's like a work in
progress. Yeah, we're still
working. I'm going to be honest. Kind of feels like really offensive, and I'm a little uncomfortable.
Sorry, to who?
To me.
You?
Yeah.
Are you...
But you're Connor with a C.
The character we're playing is disabled as well, so...
Do you think
does that offend you?
I guess not.
Do you think there's room for like a third kind of... You know how there's
No, there's no room for
that tall fuckwit character.
Well, that's not ready to come out, but that's Elias with an A.
Yeah, so I've been working on this character in my classes. Been working with my acting coach as well.
Who is, I may have heard of him.
Oh, acting coast.
Yeah, yeah, coach.
Samuel.
Acting
oh,
B.
Samuel B.
Oh, jeez.
Samuel B. Jackson.
Yeah, Samuel B. Baxton.
No, it's Samuel H. No, Samuel E. What is it?
Samuel E. Baxton.
No, that's, that's the guy from Marvel. This is a different guy. Samuel B. Jackson.
No, you're thinking of Will Smith, who plays
Slap.
This is Samuel E. Baxton. Yeah. So he's been really kind of like taking me under his wing, giving me a few tips of like kind of what characters I can kind of pull forward. But we've been working on this one character called Drew Carrymore. So the whole idea with this character is he really likes to just lift a lot of things. And he's always just trying to, you know, get to that next level of more things that he can carry.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, like physically. More.
Yeah,
yeah. So what do you want to... So
you want to see
Look, I'm going to be real. It really feels like you've taken the time to consider this character. I'm assuming you have sort of like a character journal where you're writing down his thoughts. It really doesn't feel like you said the name and then came up with the character after you said the name out loud. So do you want to maybe give us like a scenario Drew Carrymore might be in or something?
Yeah, sure, sure. Okay, so all right, we're... In back at the gym.
Okay.
Drew's in the gym.
And who are you guys going to play?
I'll probably workshop my character a bit.
Yeah, I'll just do focus need a, on my character as well. Like
so it's just going to be Connor.
Yeah. I do need a spotter in
left
the scene.
Right.
So
yeah,
if
left
anyone
and right,
to,
Rain, Connor.
What do you need, sorry?
Just a spotter. If anyone's
being
a spotter for me.
I think my side with the...
Yeah, you've probably got the best hunch to get it.
To get it.
Yeah. So, all right.
So do you guys say hunch? I don't have a hunch.
We're talking about that character.
Don't worry about it.
Sorry.
What is... Take everything so personally.
Yeah,
like,
do.
It's not all about you.
Yeah, it's not about you.
Before we get into it, though, we'll cut and re-roll. Zach! Let's get into the scene, hey?
All right.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just going to spectate.
Oh.
Yeah, or do you have somebody that you'd like, the character you'd
maybe
like to...
Maybe not for this scene.
No, you
it
can...
Feels
well,
like
it's always
enough,
better to do it with an audience.
There's enough of me in the scene.
Yeah.
Well, there's none of you, because you're not acting.
So maybe I'll just play myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's probably room for that.
Okay, all right.
Okay. I'll be a background sort of scene.
I work at the gym.
All right.
Listeners at home, if you're listening on Spotify, Goob's currently walking around like I walk, but with T-Rex arms.
Sorry, I didn't warm up properly. We should have... Okay.
No, he's pinching his nipples.
Which I don't do.
Okay, let's go.
It's
not you,
like
dude.
That.
They've talked about
okay,
this. It's not you.
You promise it's not based on me at all in any way.
Dude, that's so accurate. That's great.
Okay. I've been working on that.
Okay, you have not answered my question, but let's move on. Okay. Are you guys all right? Everything okay over here, everyone?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just pulling some weights and pulling some babes, aren't I?
Lift!
Lift!
Guys.
I reckon I could lift more. I reckon you... Can you pull me some more weights?
Lift!
Enough!
What?
Enough of the scene! Stop the scene!
I haven't even been able to live more, man.
You two are clearly fucking making fun of me. Both of you are clearly making fun of me. I can see it. It's not nice. Stop sticking your ass out like me. You fucking assholes. You. Alarming. Not sure what you were doing there.
That was Drew Carrymore.
It just felt like you wanted to scream.
Well, I've been working on this.
Go to the gym.
No. This is I've been working on this with Samuel E. Baxton for a long time. Samuel has said that this character that I've been developing is so accurate that he doesn't even like want to go to the gym anymore.
Really?
He just wants to sit in the workshops that we're creating and just kind of close his eyes and get into the space because it just transports him right back
I'm
there.
I'm going to be real. Like being raised by and taught by someone like Samuel E. Baxton, what it really does is make you idolize him. And with that, I think what I want to hear from you is the anthem.
I'm going to Wichita. As Samuel Baxton army couldn't wash my back. We're going to wash it all. And get that soap down way to my crack. We're going to scrub it, wipe it, scrub it, taste it, and then taste it some more.
That's a new ad. I like that bit.
Oh, fuck. Guys,
wow,
look,
that was good.
I'm going to be real. I think from this point forward, no more Connors for the character's sake.
What about
McDuffins?
MacGuffin's Bonner's.
It just feels like you guys are fucking looking Sonners. For opportunities to make fun of me. I appreciate that you didn't have a character that made fun of me.
Oh, no, that was definitely based.
Yeah, that was based on you.
That was based.
That Drew Carrymore was based on me.
Well, I had some inspiration. Samuel was talking to me saying, like, I need to draw some inspiration from, you know, characters around my life and stuff. And he was like, what are some people around your life that, you know, make some like gym noises? And so I hear you sometimes when you're in the shower and you're making these kind of grunts. And so,
Gosh, now that you mention it, my
it's all bass. Same
oh
with,
my god,
he usually walks like this when he comes out of the shower, so that's why. I
oh wow, so based two Connors were based on.
I didn't realize.
No, it was based the
like,
the movement.
Organically, it did. Must have.
Do
like,
you know how much gunk builds up on my body and how hard it is?
Yeah, we're all aware, Connor.
I spend hours in the shower scrubbing it off, and it hurts. It's pain. Do you know what a steel wool brush does to a human body? Nothing nice. Nothing nice. So let's stop making fun of me and my fucking scoliosis, you animal, and let's move on.
Is it scoliosis?
To making fun of Goob's receding hairline.
Can we move on to...
It's not that hard. This light is doing all the work.
Your hair's fine, mate.
It's looking...
What are you worried about?
It looks good.
Dude, it's looking like...
I don't want you to
breezy.
Say shit, man. You're
shut
a predator.
Up.
Looking...
I'm glad you're over there.
He's playing footsies with me, and I played a little boy earlier, so...
That was a mistake.
That's what
he's trying
also.
To get.
No, you playing the little boy.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Elias.
I'm just going to look at some segments because I've actually forgotten.
Fan.
We've only done one, and they're slices, for sure.
Yeah, they're not slices. They're
what's
called
a
segments.
Slice?
A segment. You don't segment a pizza, you slice it.
We're not making
a pizza. You don't segment a pie, you slice a pie.
The fucking next Kit-Kat? Segment is going to be one a little different. Normally, I want to get Dad in to deliver some life advice because he has two children, a beautiful wife, and a lovely life that he has done very well for himself. But instead,
big balls.
Well, that's funny you say that because instead of hearing life advice from him, I want to hear life advice from you.
Mm.
And I'm going to give you a topic each week, and I just want to hear a few words from you on and really helpful stuff that you want to give the audience. So the first thing I want you to talk about is the importance. He's just finishing his beer. He really sculled quite a lot of that.
What a hero.
I want you to talk about the importance of putting away a little bit of your money into an index account.
Yeah, so if anyone's looking to, you know, save some money in life, you know, you're starting to, you've got a job, you've got some income from the government, you know,
with a job.
No, if you don't have a job, I'm just talking about anyone kind of making money right now. You're making money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Where do you put that money?
Bank account, right? High interest.
Wrong.
Okay.
Open an index account. Start putting away $20 a day.
A day? That's $100 a week, bro.
You're getting money from the government.
It's not $100 a week.
Oh, it's $140 if you include the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I always include the weekend because I work on my weekends as well.
So what happens when you put money into the index? Are you open an index account?
So when you put money into an index account, you're going to start seeing a few things.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So one, you're going to start getting a bit more confused as to why... as to why you're not getting, more books coming in, like
because you buy books normally.
I usually buy books,
okay,
with the money.
But you can't read,
and that's what I thought. I was gonna start putting the index in, like the money into the indexes, you know,
the indexes of the book.
So I have I have like a little cutout in my book, but I did lose that. So that this is a PSA to everyone who thinks about opening an account in an actual index book. Don't put it in there because you can lose it.
So that's the first thing. You get confused that you're not getting as many books.
Yeah.
What's the second thing?
So the second thing is with interest over time.
Mm. On an index fund.
On an index fund.
Of course.
Yep.
That's you'll. What you're
talking about. Yeah, I'm okay. Just checking.
Yeah. Index fund?
Yes.
Okay.
No, index account.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was index account, not index fund.
Okay.
Anyway, doesn't matter.
I'm pretty sure he's had enough fun.
Look, it's all right. So you have an index account. You've started putting money away in. Money in a way. And...
get it together.
Sorry.
So the second thing, what's the second thing you'll realize when you open up? Like, what happens?
So
what's the second thing that happens?
Why do I do this? Why am I getting an index
account? Should I be doing this?
$20 a day.
$20 a day. Think about it. $140 a week. Mm-hmm. You think about it.
From your $140
a week for 4 weeks for a month.
Is
you're getting 560.
4 weeks for a month.
Yeah,
so you're just talking about in the fund. But so what happens when the money is in the fund? What happens?
Oh, what happens like when...
Why should we do it? What do we get
from
it?
Yeah, what do I benefit?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you benefit. Sometimes it's a bit of a luck of the draw thing because it depends who's got access to your index fund. Now, if I'm sharing with you guys the index fund, if I give you like a code to do it, you can actually get 10% off your first index fund.
So it's like AMCAL.
When you're putting it in.
Okay.
Let me finish. So when you guys open your index funds, right? Okay. Anyone listening, what you're going to do is cuz you make 10% of the
sales
of what people put into their accounts. And so if you guys then go and tell your friends that to open index funds, you'll start getting 10%
scheme.
Yeah, it's not like a pyramid.
We're not in fucking Egypt, Tamara. We're in Australia. There's no pyramids in fucking Australia, Tamara.
If you were going to explain us, your index fund would be here, and then Connor, me, Tamara.
Yep.
And then if we give it, it goes here, here, and here.
Yep.
And you're still at the top.
But my
so it goes down like this.
Look, I don't like thinking about it like a pyramid. It's more of like a root structure, you know,
like a tree.
Like a tree stands from one thick trunk.
Can I just ask right?
And it comes down and it trickles into all those thin little wispy roots.
You're the trunk.
And I'm the trunk.
Again, I'm just still not sure what happens when I put money in an index fund.
What happens when you put it in?
Yeah.
See, when you put it in, I get 10% of what you put in.
Okay. What else happens?
What else happens is when you tell other people to put stuff in, you get 10% of what they put in.
But I just lose the other. So if I put $560,
but then I get 10% of,
and then what happens to the rest of that money?
The rest of that money kind of just gets dispersed towards the trunk of the tree. Because the trunk is the main thing that's needed to survive.
Before you go onto the trunk, where is the money going? Are you the tree? So does the
that's the euphemism we've been talking about.
Does the money just go to you as well?
Some of it, yeah.
So you're getting 100% of my money.
Yeah, some of it.
Okay, and do you want to give maybe like an account number in BSB where they can invest?
Yeah, so if you invest into the account 2733-7421 and the other number is 11165728085.
It's a big trunk.
And it's held a lot of money, so you got to have more numbers.
I get a sturdy trunk.
That's my account.
Is that your bank account?
Could be.
All right, thank you. That's Elias's life advice.
I will say, take it out before you don't forget about it when you put it in there.
What?
The money.
But you get it.
Take it. So what do you mean take it out?
Yeah, sorry. I was just reminding myself to take it out before other people realize.
All right. Let's move on, guys.
Another slide.
This is the final segment of today's show, everyone. I hope you've enjoyed the episode. Make sure that you can see us all on Patreon and watch it there. All right, guys. Now, this is erotic fan fiction time, where we read out erotic fan fiction for different franchises, things. I don't know. Anyway, this one's about... This is a SpongeBob erotic fan fiction made by Disturbed Maniac called They Don't Call Me Cheeks for Nothing. SpongeBob had a day off from his job as fry cook at the Krusty Krab. He was going to get his best friend Patrick and see if he wanted to go jellyfishing. But Patrick was busy with whatever starfish do. Great writing.
Solid.
So he decided to surprise Sandy with a display of karate like he always does. He walked to Sandy's dome and carefully and quietly opened the latch door. It was unlocked, as usual. SpongeBob then put on a fishbowl helmet so he would be able to breathe in Sandy's air-filled dome. He then opened the second latch after emptying the small corridor of the water inside and crept through Sandy's yard until he reached her tree. He put on his karate gloves and snuck through the door on the trunk of Sandy's treehouse. There, he crept up the stairs, reached the door to Sandy's room, and burst through the door.
Ah! Oh, wait, I didn't clear my throat.
You don't really need to do a voice. You kind of sound like SpongeBob naturally.
Cute.
But you can if you want.
I'm going to. Thanks, Elias, that's right, for the permission.
Yeah, you're right.
Ah! I have you now, Sin.
The words faded from SpongeBob's mouth as he saw Sandy laying in her bed, completely naked with her right hand on her clitoris, the other gripping her left breast tightly. She looked at SpongeBob with shock and embarrassment. Elias is literally rubbing his clit right now. I don't think anyone on camera can see it.
Method.
Her cheeks glowing red. SpongeBob's face started to blush as well, but he could not bring himself to look away. He had seen Sandy in her bikini many times, but seeing her in this natural, lewd state was different. He just stood there dumbfounded with his mouth and eyes wide open.
What in tarnation you doing here, SpongeBob?
Sandy finally snapped as she quickly tried to pull her sheets over her nude body.
Oh, sorry, Sandy.
SpongeBob uttered as he covered his eyes.
I just came over to see if you wanted to do some karate. But I see you busy right now. I guess I'll leave.
Wait, SpongeBob!
Sandy said as SpongeBob turned around.
Maybe you can help me.
Help!
SpongeBob asked as he turned around to find Sandy lifting off her sheets.
Well, you know how.
Sandy began to crawl in SpongeBob's direction on her bed.
You know, SpongeBob, it's sure been a while since I've had some good company.
Well, what do you want me to do then?
SpongeBob asked, a bit confused.
Come sit down on the bed and take your clothes off.
It's changing the longer it goes. Is. Sandy said with a lustful look in her eyes.
Oh, Sandy, I don't think we should do that.
SpongeBob said concerned.
Why not? You ain't scared, are you?
Sandy said teasingly.
I've seen the way you look at me, SpongeBob. I've caught you more than a few times looking my behind when I'm wearing my sexy purple bikini.
SpongeBob's face began to blush even harder.
Well, come on, SpongeBob. Sit down and undo your pants for me.
Okay.
SpongeBob said as he walked over to Sandy's bed and sat on the edge. He began to undo his tie and unbutton his shirt while Sandy got off her bed and started to help get his clothes off.
Let me help ya.
Sandy gently slid down SpongeBob's trousers and took his underpants down with them, exposing his second nose. Sandy began caressing and stroking SpongeBob's flaccid schlong until it was fully erect. She then kissed and licked the tip while SpongeBob winced with pleasure. Sandy then looked up at SpongeBob and smiled.
You like this, SpongeBob?
Oh, yeah, I do.
SpongeBob uttered.
You want me to do more?
Sandy asked.
Yes, please.
SpongeBob said.
They don't call me Cheeks for nothing.
Sandy said before she sunk SpongeBob's entire erect penis down her throat. SpongeBob moaned in ecstasy as Sandy began to suck slow and deep. She moved her head up and down, and with each movement of her head, another deep throat was accomplished.
Great flop and flounder and fish, Sandy!
SpongeBob said, panting.
Where'd you learn to do that?
Texas,
Sandy said before she went back to fillet SpongeBob's throbbing eel.
Sandy!
SpongeBob said weakly.
Oh, I get it!
But before he could finish, a jet of cum unleashed into Sandy's moist throat. She kept SpongeBob's spongy member in her mouth until every single drop of his semen was released down her throat. She then lifted her head from his crotch and looked at SpongeBob with her mouth full of jizz.
Sorry.
He muttered, embarrassed. Sandy swallowed all of the cum and chuckled.
That's okay. I would have swallowed it all anyway.
You want to do some karate now?
SpongeBob said awkwardly.
Wait,
Sandy said.
We ain't done here. Not for a second.
What else do you want to do?
SpongeBob asked as Sandy put her hand on his chest and put him flat onto the bed. She got on top of his square naked body and teasingly rubbed his worm with her crevice.
I want to fuck you, silly.
Sandy said as she positioned SpongeBob's penis and dropped her hips down to shove SpongeBob's manhood inside of her. Both Sandy and SpongeBob moaned loudly. Oh. Sandy then began to move her hips upwards and downwards to further pleasure herself. And SpongeBob was in a complete trance at the action taking place. They went on for hours, trying different positions like doggy style, missionary, 69, reverse cowgirl, Sandy's favorite, and more. Their moans and groans of ecstasy and the rigorous movements they made shook the tree that Sandy lived in and the dome surrounding it.
Sandy, I'm gonna come again!
SpongeBob yelled.
Don't worry, I'm gonna too,
Sandy said.
Just go inside me again, it'll be fine.
And SpongeBob spurted a final bucket's worth of jizz into Sandy's sopping pussy.
Oh, sweet Krabby Patty, Sandy,
SpongeBob said, panting.
Where'd you learn to do all that?
You pick up a lot in Texas,
she says,
Sandy said with a smile.
Maybe I should head home now,
SpongeBob said as he sat up from the bed.
I have to feed Gary before he starts chewing up the safler again.
Maybe we can do this again sometime,
Sandy said.
Oh, definitely, Sandy, but maybe a karate lesson first, then the sex?
SpongeBob chuckled as he slipped his clothes onto his sweaty body.
Fine by me, you sexy square,
chuckled Sandy.
Take care now.
See you later, Sandy,
SpongeBob said as he walked out of Sandy's tree and out of her dome.
A crazy fucking day.
His shell phone then rang and he answered it.
Hello, SpongeBob speaking.
SpongeBob, it's Patrick. You'll never believe what I just saw,
Patrick said from the other line.
What was it, Patrick?
I saw some guy who looked just like you having sex with Sandy,
Patrick said.
I got the whole thing on video. You're gonna want to see it.
Oh, what am I like?
That is,
oh my God.
That is the end of the Cracker Milk Podcast. Thank you for listening to another Red Hot Fever Dream. We really enjoyed this one. And remember, you can see the whole thing on our Patreon. And I reckon this is probably the best one so far to watch on our Patreon. Because right now, Goob is literally, he's choking himself. He's not breathing. He's going red. His face is inflated. And his hairline is somehow thinning at even faster rate, which is not. And Elias is stimming. He's stimming right now. And tomorrow, we're chilling out. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.